My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to give you the marketing advice you need to hear but don't want to. And there's a couple things in here. So Neil, why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, the big overall theme is like there's a apocalypse coming and you're pretty much going to be shit out of luck. And here's what we mean by this. Facebook ad costs are continually on the rise. In 2017, Facebook had more advertisers than inventory, at least in the United States, right? Ad costs are just going up. Google AdWords costs started going up again as well. It's going to make your conversions harder and harder. Even SEO, you're doing really well with SEO. Well, it's changing. They're trying to focus on voice because they believe that's the future. You think people are going to be Googling with voice and are going to be clicking on 10 results in the future? No, your traffic's going to go down. If you're not at the top, you're shit out of luck. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. Everything is going to get screwed up with voice, with all these automation and artificial intelligence and augmented reality. Marketing is going to change so much in the next few years that whatever you're doing right now to generate your sales and your business, it'll still be around, but it's not going to be your main source. You're going to end up having to do so many different channels out there to just get the same results, and things are going to be tough that if you don't adapt and you don't move fast, you're pretty much going to be shit out of luck.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was watching an interview with, I believe it was a private equity guy and Mark Cuban yesterday, talking about how there's going to be a ton of job displacement when artificial intelligence really starts to kick in, especially general AI, which we're maybe 10, 15, 20 years out. But you think about it, right? Like a lot of these things that we're doing, you know, people writing articles, things like that, and even like people that are helping me, you know, kind of edit these podcasts and then write at the same time, like things are going to change very quickly. And here's the thing. And then what Neil is talking about, in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see a lot more change than what we've seen maybe in the last, you know, 50 or 100 years or so, right? Things are just Moore's Law. Things are moving along a lot faster. So you have to be able to adapt, but how do you actually adapt, right? So what I think what's really fortunate for both Neil and myself is Neil's got a brand in the marketing space. I kind of have a little micro brand. And so, you know, the type of people that we get to connect with, whether it's different entrepreneurs, different marketers, we're aware of what's coming and we're hedging our bets to make sure that we're not going to lose everything, right? So we're not going to just rely on one traffic source. We're not going to just rely on, you know, one different thing. We're going to, I think what's really important is that you are able to build some kind of micro brand for yourself so you can connect with the right people to be aware of what's going on in the world, to stay connected, right? You have to be able to, you know, adapt, and that means learning a lot on the fly, right? So building a micro brand and then adapting is, I think, is really important. And then if you're not able to do that, if you kind of like, well, you know, I have this good, this SEO agency or whatever, and you're not looking ahead and you're not aware of algorithm changes, you know, to Neil's point, Google Voice, or let's say you have a paid advertising agency and you're just going to do things the same way for the next 5 to 10 years. And before you know it, you know, everything's automated and, you know, the work that is being done is no longer being done the same way. Well, you're going to lose your shirt, right? So you have to be able to adapt, and to be able to do that, you have to have some kind of influence and connect with the right people. That way you're able to hedge your bets and shield yourself.
Yeah. And if you have a team or, you know, you yourself are doing everything, make sure people don't just execute fast, but they experiment a lot. Eric and I test so much with things changing so rapidly, and we don't know where they're specifically going to go and what's going to work and what's not. You need to have the testing and experiment mindset in which every week, how can you run a test? It's okay if they all fail, but by running tests, you'll learn what's working, what's not working, and eventually you'll be able to take that data and start adapting your business based off of the feedback that you're getting. For example, we used to run tests and being like, oh, we found that everyone's lazy to sign up because they already have a Gmail, they already have a Facebook login, they have a Twitter login, they have 100 different logins. People are lazy. Then they just wanted to use Google authentication or Facebook authentication to sign up. Then privacy issues started coming about and security issues and all this hacking stuff. And now people don't want to end up just, you know, doing Google authentication anymore. And it can, you know, hurt your numbers compared to what it was producing before. If you're not continually experimenting and learning and adapting with the times, you're going to end up losing out when it comes to marketing. Now, I know that example I gave you is like a broad example. And, you know, some of you guys may already know about it, but it took years for that to happen in which, you know, Google authentication was performing well for 2-3 years, and then it started tanking. These days, the market is iterating so fast and technology is moving at such a quick pace that things what worked 6 months ago or a year ago will stop working.
Yeah, I'm going to give you two books here. So one I talked about just a few episodes ago, it's Rocket Fuel, right? The concept of having a visionary and an integrator. So both Neil and myself, I can look at it and say, okay, we're both probably the visionaries of our companies, which means here's the thing, like both Neil and I are very similar and like we like to test a bunch of different things, and it probably drives our team crazy sometimes with the speed, but that's what it takes, right? So what I recommend is, in addition to reading Rocket Fuel and figuring out whether you're the visionary or integrator and kind of what you need to look for, also, there's a book from Peter Drucker, writes a ton of great management books, but there's a really good one for just anyone that's listening to this. It's called Managing Oneself. And there's one expert excerpt from there that I really like, where you basically, you can just create like a Google sheet, and it's, I think it's called a something analysis, a feedback analysis, I believe. So you're basically looking at all the big bets that you've tried in the last, you know, year or so. Let's say you start recording today, right? Maybe in, you know, 2020 or 2021 or so, you look back at this sheet and you look at all the bets, the big bets that you've taken and every single big bet that's worked for you. And then you're able to start to figure out, okay, what your true strengths are, right? But it's important that, you know, if you're going to test these things, you're going to make these big tests, that you kind of audit yourself over time. So then you're aware of what your strengths are, right? So that's kind of a side note. But yeah, I mean, you have to be able to look ahead of time, you know, test rapidly. And here's another thing. Don't try to hire, you know, people that are exactly like you. Because I guarantee you, if Neil tried to hire another Neil, it wouldn't work out that well, right? They'd probably butt heads all the time, right? So you have to have people that are complementary to your skills. That way you're going to be able to solve problems quickly and effectively.
So wrapping this up, Eric and I were big believers that you need to end up being prepared for the future. What lies ahead in marketing? Who knows? It's getting really crazy. But just make sure you're willing to experiment, learn fast, and adapt. Because if you don't, you're going to be shit out of luck. And don't rely on all the channels that are working for you right now. Things are changing so fast, the results for them won't be the same.
Yeah, just be comfortable with being uncomfortable. So anyway, Before we go, we have a special 1 year, I think it's 1 year, giveaway of Neil's heat mapping tool, Crazy Egg. Just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to learn more, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.